This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour here. You may dial toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those. We'll join you there, and you'll get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
Jay.
And Angie.
So we still have David on the line here in Massachusetts. For listeners just tuning in, he called in with a theory that sort of like a legal or financial theory that we've heard of before here on Free Talk Live, and I find it, on one hand, it's attractive because it sort of reveals the ostensible truth about bank loans, and that the claim is that when you sign the loan documents, you are authorizing the bank to create money in your name, that the banks have the ability to create money out of thin air, just like, you know, the Federal Reserve does. These are essentially sub-units, if you will, of the Federal Reserve. They're all, even though they look like they're different organizations,
they're
the
given
banks,
an authority by the Federal Reserve essentially
to do this.
To exist.
Right. We know they have fractional reserve banking, which is the idea that if a bank has some money on deposit, that they can loan out like 9 times or something like that.
30
that
times.
Is it 30 times?
Yeah, oh, wow.
It pushed change. It was 10 to 1. Now, if for every $1,000 they have on deposit, they can lend out $30,000.
And by lend, that means create from thin air,
so
because they don't have it.
The 29th.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, if those things are true, and I don't doubt that those claims are true. I think that makes sense. Fractional reserve is an insane system, and that's the system that we have. I don't know if using those allegations or facts or whatever you want to call them to get out of an obligation that you've created for yourself is the right thing to do. To me, it sounds like two wrongs, and I don't think that those make a right.
The money is created by your signature is probably what the road he's going down with this, which is, you know, I have been, many guys have explained this to me in several different ways, and it makes sense, and I've studied it over the years, that as a sovereign man, each of us, we're basically kings on the land, according to, you know, Supreme Court and Chisholm versus Georgia, 1893, and all kinds of good rulings, that we're all kings, we're all sovereign. We all have the ability, essentially, to coin money. And our signature is, our sovereign signature gives these banks the ability to create this money out of thin air. So we've already created the money, and now what we're doing is paying back the money that we've created.
Yeah,
on our signature is how a lot of this
goes. But you're not paying it back, right? You're getting out of the obligation to pay it back by filing certain paperwork.
You're essentially just participating in this, you know, fiat
in fraud
system.
You're part of the problem if you're doing this, right?
Because you're basically,
and David's back on the line with us here, you're advocating that people be able to essentially get out of a mortgage by filing, you know, the right paperwork or whatever method you would have to do to do that. Essentially, if that's true, then you are part of the problem with inflation because you're inflating the money supply when you sign that loan document, putting $300,000 or $200,000 or whatever into circulation at that point, and then never paying it back to make that loan go away, to essentially deflate the currency. So isn't that true, David? Wouldn't you be part of the inflation problem?
If you're the sovereign and you're operating, and the bank's supposed to be operating as a transition, you're creating new money in the system for all the goods and services that are being newly created also. So when you have new money
they're not
in the system,
newly created,
issued,
they're being put together from existing things.
It can't be a loan. It's just issued for the ease of exchange between.
But you're talking about getting a house for free, basically. You're talking
putting. So you're getting a house for free.
That doesn't seem right to me.
It seems like you're getting a house for free because you're still in a mindset that you got a loan that you have to pay back, when in fact you should be issuing. The system is so corrupt. So unfair,
and you're saying embrace
so
the corruption. You're saying be a part of the corruption by making it worse.
No, you're not, because your mindset is still screwed up on the corruption part. Because the usurious, deceptive system is where you have to borrow money from the bank. You think you have to borrow money from the bank and pay it back with interest, mm-hmm. when in fact you need to, the bank needs to just issue the money as a transaction agency.
So what happened if everybody did this?
Wait a minute, to create the new money
currency?
That's needed for the goods and services that are created by the people who are coming, let's say, coming of age. There's just 8 billion people in the world. You need exchanges. You need an ease of exchange, like a convenience. You don't need
Well, stealing is always
back.
A convenience. I mean, there's
because
no doubt about that. And that sounds like what you're
back.
Advocating.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're advocating for inflation, you're advocating for stealing wealth from people. That's what the government central bank does when they inflate the money supply. They're stealing wealth from people. And if you become the bank, if you essentially say, well, I should be able to do this too, you're
right.
basically no better than they are, right?
No, but you're going to be creating a money system.
Yeah. You're using the government scam money system to create more of the government scam money into circulation. I think that's shameful, personally.
No, I know. I know you think it because you're still in the corrupted system.
No, you're saying you want to use the corrupted system to create more corruption by putting more fake money into circulation.
Well, actually,
that's what you just said.
No, the moratorium is for the education of people, for the 10-year moratorium to see how our system is usurious, deceptive, mm-hmm. and the banks and their agents have created false documents to the court. We're going back to an honest system where the money is going, well, we're
That's
hopefully
not honest.
During that
You're creating money out of thin air.
We can
You're
create,
doing what the banks do.
No, he's talking about the moratorium.
We can create
now.
An honest system.
You what
see,
do you want to see?
In a deceptive system, so your mindset's not going to get out of there until you see all the facts. You do all the research on how money is created on an issue.
I don't believe in creating money out of thin air. If you do, you're part of the problem.
No, but if you have – okay, so if we don't have any money, let's go back to no money.
I'm not saying no money.
Okay,
we have good money.
Are.
It's called cryptocurrency. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And it's cryptocurrency or digital currency. It's okay. All those currencies are great if they're issued by the sovereign. The sovereign should be the United States, but that was usurped after the Civil War. All mm-hmm. The Lincoln and all the real monies were usurped because the money
I can't inflate gold into existence, right? I can go try to mine some of it, try to find it in the ground, but I can't just sign a piece of paper and make more gold. Okay, it doesn't work that way. That's fraudulent when you make money out of thin air. That's what the government does, and that's what you sound like you're advocating here.
Sure. Advocating,
okay, so you're advocating for fraud then. Sorry, I can't get behind this.
Well, basically what he's saying is because the government has the ability to do this,
yeah.
What gives the government the ability to do this is the fact that we, the people, are signing these documents. We're getting car loans. We're swiping credit cards. We're getting bank loans.
It's a debt-based system.
Right. I always tell people every time that you swipe a credit card, that you write a check, that you apply for a mortgage for a car or a home, that what you're doing is you're increasing the credit line of the United States of America. And the United States of America uses about half of that credit line to drop bombs on foreign countries.
Good reason to go to cryptocurrency.
And that is always my pitch for cryptocurrency. Now, David, you were talking about an honest money that comes from the sovereign. Well, this is the beauty of blockchain technology, is that the blockchain, especially Bitcoin, for example, is decentralized, and anybody who wants can download this blockchain. And the blockchain is essentially an accounting ledger, a digital accounting ledger. And all of these, and that's called a node when you download it, and all these nodes have to sync up with one another and all say the same thing. They all have to have the same documentation. Unlike the Federal Reserve Bank, which none of us can access that, not even Congress can access essentially the books of the Federal Reserve, of Bitcoin we can access the ledger. And it's not that hard to do. And Bitcoin is honest money because of that decentralized ledger and the fact that it's mined. It's not created out of thin air. I have been an advocate. I don't know how long you've known me for, David, but I've been literally trying to use silver as a medium of exchange in my hay business and my horse business and all my dealings for over 20 years, 25 years, actually. I've been trying to push silver, and I've been able to do it like five times or three times in the past 2 years in New Hampshire, but I can literally do cryptocurrency exchanges almost every day here in New Hampshire.
It's wonderful. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Anytime somebody says you should be able to get something for nothing, whether it's the government or somebody on the phone here, I say be very cautious. It's probably a really bad idea. It's probably not morally right, and I don't think inflating the currency is a good plan, whether it's the Federal Reserve who does it or whether it's you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. had a big contribution in our Twitch chat, because we are on Twitch and DLive, two different video streaming platforms. They each have their own chat room. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm. And if you want to, you can throw a tip in at tip.lrn.fm, and that's what Baraka66 just did. Tipped over $60 in the Twitch chat, so I just handed out $20 to each of you guys.
Thank you.
Nice little surprise.
Yeah, well, he says that I should remind people to resubscribe, because recently we were banned on Twitch for 3 days. We were, you know, basically they wanted to give us a spanking over Aria allegedly having her top off on Tuesday night last week. Apparently they didn't like that at Twitch, so they took us off for 3 days. And I'm guessing, Baraka, are you saying that that means that we've lost all of our subscribers on Twitch? If so, I did not realize that that was the case. So perhaps if you're following us on Twitch, you may need to resubscribe, I guess that's what he's saying. I don't know exactly how Twitch works with its subscription rules.
I don't either.
So if you are a Twitch, if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, so you're getting the Amazon Prime thing already, one of the benefits you have as an Amazon Prime user is you get a free Twitch subscription every month, and you can assign that to the channel that we're on, the LRN.FM channel. There's a pretty easy process to do that. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm, scroll down below the video, and you'll see step-by-step instructions on how to link your Amazon account to your Twitch account. And then from that point on, it's easy. Every month you just click a button, basically, and you can send us your subscription, which sends us a couple bucks, basically, that otherwise Amazon would just keep for themselves, that instead goes to lrn.fm. So thank you in advance for doing that over at twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue, and thanks again, Baraka66, let's go to Tommy in Virginia, listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, I wanted you to talk about the financial issues. Now, look, I'm not, you know, I want to play devil's advocate just a little bit, because it had the last caller that talked about something about going and filing bankruptcy or something like
that.
No,
he wasn't talking about filing bankruptcy. He was basically saying, and this is something that has come up over the years here on Free Talk Live, he was pointing out that the money system that we have in the United States that is forced on us basically by the government and the banks is an inflationary money system, and part of that is that when you get a loan, you're not actually getting money from the bank because of fractional reserve banking. The bank doesn't have that money in a vault somewhere that they're giving to you. They're literally just creating it in a ledger somewhere. And they have the authorization to do this by the Federal Reserve System.
And they do it via your signature is basically what makes it happen. It's all elements of fraud. And, you know, but the thing is, it's not really even money. These Federal Reserve notes aren't even money. They're just coupons for dollars.
Sure, okay.
People
I get
them like money. Oh, absolutely, they do.
So, basically, what I was saying. Go ahead.
What if your house is underwater, okay, and you did get a loan, and you kind of got caught up, and then let's say we heard you guys, and you're like, you know what, I don't want to be part of any of this. And then,
well, just to be clear, I'm against what that guy was saying. I want to be crystal clear, not because I support the banks, but because I think that makes you almost as bad as the banks if you were participating in what he was advocating, which is to say signing a document to create money out of thin air and then leaving behind the obligation to pay it back and just sort of leaving that money out there, basically. And
he's talking about like a regular loan or something like that.
He's talking about a mortgage in his case, but it would be true of a car loan and all the other loans.
What he was
you
talking
get.
About is this bill, House Bill 1482 in Massachusetts, a 10-year moratorium, it sounds like he would say. I mean, we'd have to Google that a little more.
On foreclosures.
On foreclosures. And I know a lot of people who have gone into court on foreclosures. People who have actually, there are people who get foreclosed on that are up to date on their payments. This happens because these banks are such big behemoths that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. I know of a house that was foreclosed on because they didn't have flood insurance on the house, and the house wasn't even in like the so-called required flood zone. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens because when you got like banks like Bank of America and Wells Fargo, that if you know they whack everyone's count, you know, $4 or $5, and they make billions of dollars in, you know, fees, mm-hmm. and then they get a couple million-dollar fine from the government. You know, it's just part of business.
Yep,
and they're just.
And
totally
I heard
corrupt.
About that.
It's just,
okay,
it, the
now,
examples go on and on, but go ahead, caller.
Now, what about? Okay, now let's say they're find a way to not pay taxes. And isn't that just going to the downfall of the dollar also if nobody pays taxes?
Not paying taxes won't create the downfall of the dollar because they can print more dollars out at will. So if you don't pay taxes, which I recommend that you not
then
do,
that's creating inflation. Then that's creating inflation, Ian.
The government creates inflation.
More money, that's right. And then they create inflation, the government, the dollar's going to go.
Whether you pay taxes or not is no factor of whether or not the government's going to print money.
Now, let me...
Correct. They're still going to print it, but that's going to create inflation.
That's what they do. It's not your fault. If you don't pay taxes,
you're
not creating inflation.
It is your fault.
No, it's not.
I'm all with you. How is it not your fault, though?
Because whether you pay taxes or not has no effect on... Can I answer your question now? Whether you pay taxes or not has no effect on what the Federal Reserve's monetary policy is.
Okay, but if it does create inflation through the Federal Reserve, well, then it's still inflation.
But it doesn't. I'm telling you, do you have any evidence that not paying taxes creates inflation?
Because they have to print more money.
They don't.
So that you're saying that if we don't pay taxes, if a lot of people don't pay taxes, which I try not to pay any tax at all, I really make that a point, a lot of people don't pay taxes, then these governments or governmental agencies will have to borrow more money, they would try to sell bonds, which they can't, so they would print more money.
Taxes just pay for the interest on the debt anyway.
Correct. Yeah, income tax.
Yeah, what he's talking about is the income tax.
Okay.
So,
I'm trying to learn.
But even so, even if it's true, let's say that there's, again, I'm not an economist. I don't know the inner workings exactly. Let's say you're right. Let's say that if you don't pay taxes to the federal government, that they then print more money out. Well, either way, you not doing a thing is not an action, that is the same thing as, stealing or creating inflation like what we were talking about earlier, where you signing into existence more money on a loan document. You're actively then creating inflation in that case.
I would like to say
when you do the loan, you are automatically creating fraud. As with the taxes, they're stealing the money from you in the first place, so that's not right. And so you're not creating any fraud. It's the government actually
avoiding
fraud
theft is not a is not a crime. Avoiding theft is not a bad thing. If the person who wanted to steal from you, which is what taxes are, if the person or persons who wanted to steal from you then goes ahead and commits more theft as a result of failing to get your money out of your pocket, that's not your fault. If a criminal comes around and sticks a knife in your back and says, "Give me all your money," and all you do is give him the money that was in your wallet, you don't give him the money that was in your shoe or inside your belt, you haven't committed a crime because that criminal then goes and sticks a knife in somebody else's back. That's not your fault.
Makes
not
sense.
Paying,
Perfect
not
sense.
Paying, not paying taxes is like the slaves refusing to pick cotton, as far as I'm concerned.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Tommy, thanks for your call tonight. We got more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido announced Wednesday the start of Operation Libertad, a military uprising to overthrow disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the House Appropriations Subcommittee how much planning is involved and the U.S. is not alone in helping Guaido to gain power.
We've done it exhaustive planning. So there's not a situation or a scenario that we don't have a contingency for. I would also offer that we're in close partnership with Colombia and Brazil. We're taking a regional approach. This isn't just, you know, the United States showing up.
Attorney General Bill Barr will not testify at a planned House Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday. This after the committee wanted to set aside a full hour for congressional lawyers, not congressmen, to do the questioning. Barr did testify before the Senate on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Just head on over to their website, freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. As we continue here, it's Ian Jay and Angie in the studio here tonight. At the very beginning of the show, we were talking about Venezuela, where they're not worried so much about mortgages because, well, they're, I mean, if you've got a mortgage in Venezuela, actually you probably paid it off by now because the government's hyperinflated the currency so much. That's one of the benefits of, if you want to say there's any benefit to inflation, it is that if you get a loan at, you know, whatever the value of the dollar or the bolivar in this case was at the time, and then they hyperinflate the currency, you know, if you've got a $200,000 home loan, and then all of a sudden, after a few years, what was, you know, $200,000 worth of a home now would cost $1 million or, you know, $10 billion because the hyperinflation has been absolutely insane. You can then take one paycheck and pay off your old mortgage in that case. I imagine most people aren't worried about that because in Venezuela they're worried about where they're going to get their next meal from, as there's a lot of demonstrations going on over the last 24 hours with one side versus another. You've got the people backing the current president, or the claimed current president, Nicolas Maduro, and then there's another guy, Juan Guaido, who is claiming he's the president of the country, and he's got the backing of major nations like the United States, most of South American countries, and others. Of course, the current president, Nicolas Maduro, has the backing of Russia and China. So you've got the makings of a real potential for some conflict here. If one side, one of their supporters, like the U.S., invades, it may cause the Russians to invade, and then we may see, you know, some pretty awful things.
I don't even know if there would actually be much of like a quote-unquote invasion thing, because from what I've been hearing, you know, Russia and China have been like selling treasuries like as much as they can without like really trash in the market. There was a thing where a couple months ago or a few weeks ago that the 10-year treasury bond, or no, a 30-day treasury bond or something, was paying out like the same as a 10-year bond, or even a little more.
So why would you want the 10-year?
Right. They called it a something inversion. I can't remember if it what it was actually the thing is, but that's like really bad news. But if you look at who's been buying all the treasuries, is quantitative easing, is the Federal Reserve been buying the treasuries.
Well, that's what their job is, right? The Federal Reserve is the lender or the buyer of last resort. Yes. If the U.S. government can't pawn its crap off on other people or countries, then the Federal Reserve's job is to buy them.
What is a treasury? Like, what can you briefly tell me what that
question.
Is?
So a treasury, I'll tell you what a treasury is. So a treasury note is how, so there's three ways the government gets money. They get money from taxation and fines. They get money from selling bonds, like selling war bonds. And what the federal government does is sells treasury bonds. They call them like T-bills. And they have these treasury bond auctions where if you go look at like a treasury bond 30 years, like a 2.99 something or whatever percent interest rate. And they have like these basically auctions where people buy them on international markets. And they do this, and
it's an investment based on the government's ability to tax. Essentially, you're saying that I think the federal government will be there in 30 years, so I'm willing to put this amount of money down and get paid some amount of.
So it's a loan to someone else.
It's essentially a loan to the gang of the government.
Okay.
Yeah.
And usually a lot of foreign agencies, you know, countries buy them, and the U.S. ones are basically the best one. I mean, usually whoever's got the strongest military is most likely the one that's going to, you know, survive and, you know, an economic, you know, marketplace. And so, but what's happening is Russia and China holds tremendous amount of U.S. treasury bonds, and they could like almost destroy the dollar if they just decided to dump them all, but also it's where a lot of their assets lie. But what Russia and China have been doing, like, very quietly in kind of a way, and it's not being reported on any, like, mainstream U.S. news, is they've been getting rid of treasury bonds, and they've been buying gold and silver. They are getting their...
Good for them.
And cryptocurrency. You know, Russia's been talking about cryptocurrency. There's, like, guys that are saying that they believe Russian government's buying it. It's more like they don't really know, but they think that's where it's going. These guys were kind of paying attention to Bitcoin. Vladimir Putin's spoke highly of Bitcoin a few times.
Wow.
China's been flip-flopping. They keep on saying, oh, we're going to make it illegal or this, that. But every time they say the American illegal, they're going to make it illegal or make the mining of it illegal.
Haven't they run the miners out of the country at this point?
I
thought they did that.
They tried to at one point, but from what I understand, I don't know much about mining.
I heard they were running the exchanges out too.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to run an exchange in China now.
Well, there were talk of that. I don't know if that's actually gone through.
I don't know either. I heard they were doing it, and I heard the exchanges were moving out of the country as a result.
But one of these crypto shows I was listening to, the guy was going through the price of Bitcoin and like the news headlines for like past like 5 or 6 years, and every time China rumbled against Bitcoin, it would have a pretty good spike, you know, following like, you know, days and weeks. So who knows?
Did I answer your question about the treasuries?
Yes, it did. It's a loan.
So back to the story in Caracas, Venezuela, and across all of Venezuela, you've got this conflict going on. Came out into the streets again yesterday and has been on and off over the last several years. But now they're trying to make something happen. Guaido wants an overthrow of Maduro, who's the current president, and there's this, you know, conflict. Addressing his supporters in Caracas, this story from BBC, Guaido called the protests an irreversible process and vowed to continue demonstrations every day, quote, to achieve freedom. Now, when we looked into this guy back however many months ago it was when they claimed that he was the winner of the election, when he claimed it, turns out he's a socialist, too.
He's just an American-funded socialist.
Right.
He went to school in D.C. He worked in some lobbyist firms.
Did he go to D.C.?
He was in, I forget what college, but it's some, like, political something university. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, him,
total
and,
control
him
opposition.
And Trump are pals. Yeah, I mean, it's just the same. It's the same installing a dictator. It's the same history happens again.
Right.
You know, Google L.A. Abrams. He's the envoy that's been appointed to Venezuela. And he
and
helped
wasn't it. He back in the Bush or the Reagan administration?
In the Reagan administration in Grenada, Panama, a whole bunch of Central American countries.
Where the U.S. military got involved, by the way.
And they killed thousands of people. They installed dictators. If there's a YouTube where Ilhan Omar, I think that's how you say her name, she's the Muslim representative from Wisconsin, I believe. And
Michigan or Wisconsin?
It could be Michigan. It's one of those states. I'm not sure. Anyways, she hammers. Just Google Elliot Abrams, and that's like the second or third thing that pops up. Mm. And there's a pretty good, like, 7 minutes of congressional testimony where she just tears this dude apart for, I mean, he's an evil man.
Guaido?
It makes me sick. No, Elliot Abrams.
Oh, Abrams.
But Abrams is all behind Guaido. So Guaido's just a puppet.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got to be. Look, Guaido... There's nobody here who's a good guy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they're all bad.
Maduro's bad. We know he's bad. Guaido, we don't really know a whole lot about him, but we know he's got the backing of bad guys in the government in the United States, so which, of course, is almost all the government. But you can't trust him either. It's just that he's going to do the bidding of the United States government, whereas right now... Maduro is doing the bidding of the Russian government and the Chinese government. So essentially, you've got a proxy political fight going on here that thankfully hasn't involved too much armed conflict. That's not to say there hasn't been. There was gunfire yesterday. We played some audio of people running across like a bridge, a large amount of people being shot at, allegedly by Maduro's troops. Guaido says we're on the right track. There's no turning back. He also said there would be a series of staggered strikes starting tomorrow on Thursday and culminating in a general strike. Local media reported gunfire in Altamira, a neighborhood east Caracas where opposition regularly gathers. There were also clashes on a highway close to an airbase in the east of the capital, with protesters driving a van through a perimeter fence. National Guard on motorbikes fired tear gas at the demonstrators, some threw stones, while others have been seen making Molotov cocktails. Demonstrations have been taking place in all 23 states of Venezuela, as well as in Caracas. Quote, we call on all sides to show maximum restraint and the authorities to respect the right to peaceable assembly. This is according to a UN human rights spokesperson. There's more on the way. If you want to share your thoughts, it's Free Talk
Live. Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the five best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Here on Free Talk Live with you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
Angie.
So somebody in our chat room who is on D-Live is calling us out. We didn't know that Omar was from Minnesota. We said Wisconsin and Michigan, so apparently we got it wrong on both accounts. And I said, we don't care about politicians. They're garbage. Why should we care who they are and where they're from?
I love it when they fight each other. I love it when they call each other out. Yeah.
He says, you don't care about the people that have authority over you. Copy that.
That's right. I don't.
Yeah, why should I?
Nobody has authority over me.
Well, I mean, they certainly have men with guns who are willing to wield them and put you in a cage.
Absolutely.
Don't believe in the idea of authority, though. Right.
And I charge those guys $50,000 an hour.
They've never paid it, though.
Well, I've never asked them because since I've sent my fee schedule in to the Secretary of State's office, I mean, knock on wood, I haven't been bothered.
Have you sent a schedule in New Hampshire?
So I sent a fee schedule actually to all the New England states years ago. I made all packets. So New Hampshire does have one, but I'm going to update it. I'm going to include a little town I live in and the county. And,
oh, I'm interested in seeing that before you send it.
And I didn't send one to the New Hampshire Registry of Motor Vehicles, but I did send it to New York and Massachusetts.
Yeah, so he says, and you don't care. He says it's important to know who they are and what they're doing. No, it really isn't, because it's always the same what they're doing. They're always trying to screw you.
Well, this guy, he's just being a troll.
And that's fine. Yeah, it gives us something to talk about. And we can talk more about Venezuela or whatever, but I think these are important things because there are, like when you're listening to talk radio, Free Talk Live is a different experience for people, you know, whether it's your first time listening to us or not. You know that this is a different show, not only because we're open phones, but because we don't salivate over talking to politicians. We don't name drop politicians. We're not, if you ever listen to like normal talk radio, like the typical kind of conservative or liberal stuff that you hear, it's always about what the politicians are doing. It's always about who's getting elected. It's always about the names of these people. They're obsessed with the who and the what. And to me, it doesn't matter who they are, whether it's Jeb Bush, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's, you know, Hillary Clinton, whether it's, you know, Omar. NPR like, or whatever.
NPR is just obsessed with all, you know, Biden and Elizabeth Warren. It's all you hear.
Sure.
Because someplace where I can't get LRN.FM on my phone, I listen to NPR because it comes in pretty good throughout New Hampshire. And, you know, actually driving here to the studio a little bit, you know, through the mountains, no phone service, listen to a little NPR.
Yeah, they're all over New Hampshire.
Is all I can hear is, you know, oh, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, you know, as adult. They're talking
right, they act like they're just, you know, great people and they should be respected and paid attention to. And I don't think they should be respected at all.
I don't even know who most of these people are.
Good for you.
Like, when you say these names, I'm like, I have no idea. Like, Elizabeth or Joe Biden, I've heard of.
He likes to grope little girls, kind of.
Yeah, I've seen
He was the vice president for a period of time under Barack
Obama.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we know a little bit because we can't avoid it because we're in talk radio. I mean, once the election starts, you have to hear about it.
Furman Supreme is a guy I'm helping out because
I love
him. I want a pony.
Because we're going to attempt to do a pony march from Concord. Right up Route 3, from Manchester, New Hampshire, right up Route 3 into Concord on the last day of to register for running for president, and we're going to have a great time with it.
That is fun. See, Furman Supreme knows how to have a good time.
Yeah, that's just why I'm the only reason I'm with Furman is he's just good time.
He's fun.
I'm there for the party.
He's fun. He's funny. He's entertaining as hell, and I'm sure we're going to have him on. I don't know if he's going to show up at Forkfest, but I hope that he hears about it.
I told him he should come.
You did? Okay, good.
I'm trying to get my brother to bring a couple ponies up for Forkfest.
That'll bring him out.
Haven't got his. He's like, can we put Gatling guns on the guns on the ponies? Like, we're going to try to set that up for him.
Sounds a little heavy. Gatling gun.
Well, I mean, probably we're going to set up some assault rifles, lightweight, you know, tactical assault rifles on a little Shetland pony. It'll be fun.
That's amazing.
I really want to build that this summer. Hopefully we'll get that done. Maybe that could be one of the man camp projects, too.
Well, that would be nice.
Assault ponies.
The assault pony gun.
Kids will love it.
Yeah, so politicians don't deserve respect, and why should anybody pay attention to what they say? Because they're liars. Everything that comes out of their mouth is probably a lie. They're very nice when you meet them, though. Like, they want you to like them. They want you to believe in them.
Well, their job is to sell themselves so that you'll vote for them.
Sure.
Well, politicians,
and then they screw you.
Mm-hmm. Politicians and crackheads are so charming. sometimes if I see someone, I'm not sure if they're like, when I'm talking to them and they're trying to hustle me, I'm like, wow, if he was a little better dressed, I would think he's a politician, but obviously he's a crackhead. You know, because like in Manchester, you know, you got some drug addicts who are always like, oh man, you know, they're begging for money and stuff. And it's like, you know, they're really convincing, you know, listening to these guys, but they get a lot of practice, just like the politicians constantly got to raise that money.
Our chatter here says, I'm just saying, when your show is political and you don't even know who popular politicians are, it kind of makes you look bad and lose credibility.
Oh, well.
I have more important things to do.
Right.
Than
We've got lives to live, like
yeah.
most people do. Most people don't follow politicians. They're not interested in what they have to say.
Got the relevant information. Google Elliot Abrams and Ilhan Omar, and you will just see there is this great video where Ilhan Omar, who I don't care for as a politician, she's, you know, she's very much a socialist. But it's just
she's
great.
Calling him out.
It's just great to watch her just throw down facts on another scumbag.
See, we are not political, actually, on this show. This is not a political show. We don't talk about politics very much. Yeah, if it's the election, we basically can't avoid it because we're open phones, and that's what some people listening to talk radio want to talk about. But nobody that I know of on this show has ever claimed to be the arbiter of anything political. We're open with you. Like, we don't care about what these politicians say, so we're not trying to pretend like we do. So
When I present Free Talk Live to people, I always say it's a show that promotes the ideas of liberty and cryptocurrency, and you can call in and bring up whatever topic you like.
Exactly. And that's what we do. In fact, let's go to Tom. He's in Detroit, listening on LRN.FM. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys and gals.
Hey,
first thing I want to say is I'm a major supporter of Mark Stevens, a gentleman that... You support and post the show every
Mark Stevens
Saturday.
Is the author of a book called Adventures in Legal Land. He does some really interesting work with the courts and calling into question the so-called authority of them.
I think Mark Stevens has possibly the best, the simplest beginner, let's get out of a traffic ticket, you know, thing you can do. I really love his, not unsigned plea of guilty. I have set so many people up just over the phone with an unsigned plea of guilty. I tell them to go to markstevens.net and you can download it there, or Mark will send you a copy of it, or you can just write one up yourself. And the idea is that you go into court and you say you're willing, in the best interest of justice, I'm willing to plead guilty if the prosecution can prove that the New Hampshire Constitution and the New Hampshire Code apply to me. Just, I have this unsigned plea of guilty here. I'm ready to submit. Where's the evidence that your rules and codes apply to me? And it is just like one of the most powerful things you could do in a courtroom because they freak out. And generally what happens, and with my friends with that particular scenario, most of the time they'll tell you to sit down and they'll call your name at the end of the day. You'll sit in court all day long. Mm-hmm. It'll be empty.
Wait till everyone else is gone.
And then before you can even get up to the bar, the prosecutor says, oh, we're going to dismiss that for lack of evidence. Seen that like six times now, maybe?
Not bad. I want to see that on video.
Yeah, this is all Massachusetts stuff. And it's actually, I shouldn't say I've seen it probably three times.
Mm-hmm.
And another three or four times, people, oh, man, I can't believe that worked. I just kept on sitting there, well, just show me the evidence. Where's the evidence? Well, you got a driver's license. Well, that's not evidence. That's an adhesion contract that I was forced to get.
You're forced to under the threat of violence. So, Tom, what about Mark Stevens?
Well, wow. Thanks, guys. Thank you for actually giving such support to Mark in describing pretty clearly and sort of what it's about. Yes, we do walk in with the unsigned plea of guilty, and then we ask for factual evidence that the prosecution has provided, that they should have provided, yada, yada. But that's not what my call was about, but thank you anyway.
Okay. Well, what were you calling about?
Well, what I was calling about was a story that I read today on the report, let's call it, the end of the dollar Posse scheme in 2024, we, the United States, will finally not be able to even service the debt as many countries like Venezuela, you name it, Greece, once you can't service that debt, you're out of luck. So the actual Ponzi scheme is coming to an end. The U.S. world reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, which is the world reserve currency, forced on many to trade with, will finally collapse. And
did you say 2024?
So 5 years.
Where did that date come from?
Well, it was brought up on Zero Hedge. There's
all right, hang on, Tom. I'll let you explain it in more detail here because, I mean, the people have been predicting this for a long time, and it hasn't come to...
I've been hearing it my whole life.
Yeah, it hasn't come to pass because they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeve to keep people fooled.
We have Bitcoin now.
People
have a way out for the first time in history.
Let's talk about that, too. On the way, Hour 3 is next. You can bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.